Things changed a lot for Navasota High's Patrick Goodman back in March, to say the least. That's after a bit of turmoil in Navasota, you may recall, led to the resignation of longtime head coach and athletic director Lee Fedora. And the Rattlers were in need of a new head football coach. They didn't have to look far. Patrick Goodman had been an assistant for Fedora for all 11 years and was the head basketball coach. But now, he was named the guy in charge of a powerhouse 4A program that had won two state championships in the previous 4 years. Overwhelming?
It has been. And like I said, it's got to slow down eventually. It's not right now, and someone told me it'll be next May, which will be fine too. But I mean, like I said, I'm enjoying it. But basically, you know, I was talking to a couple of coaches Monday, and I just said, hey, you know, used to, you know, I could just focus on my position, focus on my kids, focus on defense. Now, you know, you're not only having to focus on the kids, defense, offenses now in there, coaches are in there, other sports going on, volleyball going on, trying to get the school year started. And with all the new coaches we've got on both sides, boys and girls side, you know, two new trainers, so everything's new to them, and trying to get them acclimated. Hey, this is what you do, da da da. So it's been tough, but I know that we're going to make it through, and we're all going to learn as we go along. And when it's all said and done, this time next year, we'll be just, it'll be smooth sailing, hopefully.
Yeah, being an assistant coach and even head basketball coach becomes a whole lot different when you add the title administrator to it.
It's different in that respect, but at the same time, I know that, you know, everything's coming and dealing with the media, that's something different. Dealing with central office, you know, we've got the KTB day and whatever, Channel 3 coming. You know, radio people calling. So, I mean, it's different. And it's like, okay, you know, you just got to settle down. I'm learning to use my reminders in my phone and give me alerts, set me up there. I've got to learn how to use, they say, got Google Docs or something can help me, or Google something. They're going to teach me how to do that. So once I get all that down, you know, and it'll take some time, it'll help me, they say, with organization. And that's going to be the biggest thing. And that's the big thing, trying to get organized, get my office. If you look at the office and you could actually see it, it's not set up for an office. And I just thought I had all summer, but that it just, before we look at it, school's here, and I'm still trying to work that in along with football.
Putting together a staff, that was an immediate need.
It's been a April through August hiring, and you know, one of the last ones is football, but now everyone's intact there, and you know, having to put down, you know, assignments and then change assignments and do all those things. But you know, it's been challenging. I mean, like I said, but then having some veteran guys that came in that's been there, done that, you know, that helps, you know, and Coach Ratliff is one of them. I just want to make sure he understands that. And Coach Wesley, you know, he helped out Burke, so he's been assistant head coach.
Since most all of Navasota's basketball players also play football, Coach Patrick Goodman, as of now, is going to stay the head basketball coach, too. Goodman knows the game. He played on the 1985 Class 4A State Championship football team in Sweetwater. They're glad to have him in Navasota. Head football coach, now athletic director, and learning a whole lot of time management. And as the play-by-play guy for the Navasota Rattlers, I'm really enjoying working with Coach Patrick Gooden. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.